adventure and put me on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio. I love our next guest. They're going on tour. They were just here in West Palm. They're going to be back in Fort Lauderdale, and you're going to want to catch them. So let's welcome to the show Doug Aldridge from the Dead Daisies. How are you?
Hey, Pipe Man. Thanks for having me on, bro. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And what does it feel like to actually be able to do shows after a year and a half?
It's incredible. I can't even tell you. The first gig we played was in West Palm, as you mentioned, a month and a half ago, and it was like surreal, you know. I was just floating and had such a good time, and it was the first gig for us and the first gig for the particular venue we played. It was just very exciting, and I don't know if we played well or not, but it felt good.
I don't think it would matter even for the listeners and the people there, because any live music, that's how I got. Okay, so there was some like country band playing down the street. Fuck it, I'm going. I don't care. I may not like it, but I want to be in live music, and I don't care.
I did the exact same thing during the pandemic, when it was full lockdown. There was a neighbor that was playing in the street with her piano, and it was not my exact style of music that I listened to, but it was kind of quirky piano music. But I didn't care. I was sitting out there with a beer, and I was like, this is the shit. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you can say that. That's okay. Well, you're going to laugh. This is pretty funny. So last weekend, I took two of my grandkids to go see a Kiss tribute show. That's how desperate I am for live music, that I was excited about going to a tribute show.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, I quite enjoy those tribute bands, because they actually work really hard to sound like the band that they're paying tribute to.
You're right.
And I don't know how they were, but there's a lot of great tribute bands out there.
You're right. And I tell you, if you're going to go to a tribute show, Kiss is the right kind of tribute show, because anybody that does a Kiss tribute band, they do the works like you're at a real Kiss show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. And it's just a stripped down version, maybe, but it's still got the bells and whistles of the Kiss had in the beginning. And like I say, there's a lot of band. I used to love this band. It was an L.A. band called Atomic Punks. They were Van Halen, and it was with the singer from Steel Panther, Ralph.
Yeah.
And man, it was so good. Those guys were, it was like you were watching Van Halen. It was great.
Well, and then like, think about it. You have bands like that. Like, look at how Ripper Owens ended up in Priest by doing a band like that.
Totally. So, now he's playing with KK. I was just going to say, I'm excited to hear that KK record. I bet it's going to be really good.
Yeah, actually, I've heard it, and because I interviewed him a couple weeks ago. First of all, I have to say, after doing like over 2,000 interviews, he ranks as one of the nicest artists ever that I've interviewed.
I know.
Like, he's just such a cool... I always find that, though, the icons are the best interviews, because they don't have any ego. They don't even realize they're an icon. They're just like... people.
Well, there's a lot of guys I've met that were, you know, they knew that they were icons. But KK, I remember from the get-go, it was like hanging out with Dudley Moore. He reminded me so much of Dudley Moore the way he talked. He was just a sweetheart, you know. And he's a great player and a great part of Priest. I guess, you know, there's politics there. So I'm happy that both bands will be doing their thing very soon.
No doubt. Yeah, I've heard the new music, and it is pretty badass. I mean, like, it's like, it sounds like old school, really good metal, man.
Good. That's what we need.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, see, that's why I dig about you guys too, in the respect of, and there's a few bands out there that are finally going back to the old days of musicianship opposed to just plugging in some algebraic equation formula to make their songs. And I feel that's what we have with you guys is, like, you know, you have true music, true musicianship there, and that's what I dig.
Well, we just wanted to make a record that was paying tribute to the 70s, where we either Glenn was an influencer in the 70s and I was influenced by the 70s. So kind of the mix of that, and also the addition of Ben Gross producing, brought a different sound to the band. It was great, man. We had a really focused, great time. We were in the south of France recording Holy Ground, and there were very little interruptions or distractions. You know, if it had been in Los Angeles, it wouldn't have sounded the same. We really were focused. We had nothing to do but you know, eat, sleep, and play. So it was really cool.
I love it. I love hearing stuff like that too. And so now you have this 28 tour that's coming up here. It's like no other, and it literally is like no other, because it is the like no other tour. I love those words that you use. And it's like no other because it's pretty cool. It's you guys, it's the Black Moods, and then you have comedy from Don Jameson. I mean, like, that's a show nobody's going to want to miss.
Don, it works really well because the guys will start off and get the crowd warmed up, and Don will come in, and as he would say, I'm going to set the pins up ready for you guys to knock them down. But I love Don's show. He's such a funny, he's great. And I talked to him yesterday, and he said, hey man, I'm working on my show, and you guys are going to have to work really hard to beat my show. My show's going to kill.
I love it.
And I was like, okay.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, you're on, buddy.
It's true, too. I've seen him at, I think it was Rock on the Range or Sonic Temple, one of those, and
yeah,
I actually, there was a band that was about to go on stage, you know, playing somewhere else that I wanted to go see, but I stopped by to see Don, and he was too funny for me to go see the band, so I stayed.
Yeah, good for you. Well, he's a really good man, great guy, and hilarious. You know, he's just you know, he called me to check in and say how excited he was that we were going to be touring together, because we've never done that together. I always see Don around. You always see him like you did at certain shows, or, you know, when he used to be on the metal show, I was a guest a couple times on there, but we never toured together. So it's really going to be a blast. I can't wait to watch a show every night.
Nice. And so for people that never have been to a Dead Daisies show that are listening right now, what can they expect?
Well, it's traditional, real rock and roll. Glenn is a phenom. He's, you know, one of those guys that just, you know, there are those guys that just God touches them and goes, okay, you're the one.
Yeah.
And Glenn sings his ass off still. He'll be 70 by the time we get there. And he sings like he's 30. You know, it's insane. We got Tommy Clefetos from Black Sabbath and Ozzy, and he's probably pound for pound the heaviest drummer out there right now. And David Lilley and I are on guitar. We're having a blast, man. It's going to be a fun night. Good songs, probably about five or six songs from the Holy Ground album, and then a gathering of the various tunes from the other albums that we've kind of, with Glenn now, we've put a fresh coat of paint on them, and it's really interesting.
Nice. And, you know, I always love when, you know, singers or musicians are 70 and still rocking it like that. Like, you know, I'm looking at, like, him. I look at a guy like Ozzy, and I'm just going, man, I hope I can do that at 70.
Yeah. Well, I think you will. I mean, 70 is now like being 50, kind of, seems like. I mean, I don't say that lightly. I mean, I know, yeah, when you get to that age, you get little things slow down a little bit. You get some ailments here and some aches and pains. But Glenn is such a young spirit. You know, he's such a, it's really fun to work with him. And he's very funny. He's very British. And he loves his audience. We all do. So I say people will come out and go home with a smile on their face, and we're going to play our asses off for you.
I love it. Yeah, and you know, you're right. I probably will make it by the time I'm 17, because I'm 54 now, and I take my grandkids into mosh pits. I take them surfing. I take them skateboarding, ice skating, all that crap.
Yeah, yeah. And like I'm going to be doing it, too, because I have a five-year-old daughter that I have to take care of, and I need to stay healthy and kick ass and keep playing guitar and keep making money.
So there you go.
Afford to take care of it.
No doubt. So also, you're going to be releasing to the fans and to radio on August 6th, a radio edit version of My Fate, because apparently it was a crowd favorite at these warm-up shows you were doing.
It really was. There's a couple of things coming out. That one for My Fate, and I think there's one for Saving Grace as well, but that's going to maybe be later. But yeah, My Fate Live, it's really cool because it's got, you know, the shade, the heaviness of that riff, and then this, you know, the shade and dynamics of the verses. And it's just a very simple riff and a very simple song, but it works live really well. And Glenn sings it great. It's got a slow hound guitar solo in it, which is fun to, you know, as opposed to the shredding that I used to do more with like Whitesnake or Dio. This stuff is a little more melodic, and that's fun for me.
Nice. I always love to hear when musicians are actually having fun playing certain songs.
Yeah, you got to try and keep it fresh. With us, it's totally fresh because we've got Glenn in the band. Tommy's new, and David and I are doing our thing. People that are familiar with the band, it's fresh. And then if you're not familiar with the band, I think you'll really enjoy it.
Very cool. And also, you got a lot of other stuff going on, you guys. You got a radio program live from Daisyland, which is featured on Dash Radio's Monsters of Rock channel. You know, you're doing a lot of stuff during the global shutdown. You have a mobile video game, Daisy's Revenge. I think there's so much for people to check out that you guys are doing. How do they connect to you on social media, on the web, and how do they find out about all these cool things you're doing?
Well, all that stuff circulates around the main website, www.thedeaddaisies.com, as well as our YouTube channel's got a ton of stuff. So if you subscribe to the Dead Daisies YouTube and hit the bell that will alert you when new stuff comes on, which is pretty frequently, you'll be able to keep up with everything. And yeah, we've got the radio show on Wednesdays, and it's a lot of fun. We're playing some different stuff that you don't normally hear. Kind of did a theme for this week coming up, did a theme song about women in rock. And then, you know, next week, Glenn's coming on. It's just been really cool, something different. I'm kind of a little bit in the driver's seat on that. And I had no intentions of doing what you do and doing any kind of, like I hate the sound of my voice. And I can't speak very well. But I have to admit, it's pretty fun once you start to do it. And as long as you have an idea of what you're talking about, it's okay. I'm not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, you know what? What it comes down to, in my opinion, you just talk about things you're passionate about or that you're into, and then you don't really, it's not really work. That's like, even with music interviews, like I interview bands of music that I like. I don't get some of these press people or radio people that will interview a band in a genre that they don't like or know at all, because it's not going to be interesting to anybody, and especially not the artist, if you don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think, you know, I used to always wonder about that with reviews and stuff, where it's like, okay, if we like your record, we're going to review it. If we don't like it, we're not going to review it. But then I thought, okay, I get it. Some people want to, they want to know what this magazine that I love thinks about the record.
Yeah.
And if they don't like it, I'd like to know that too. So, but yeah, as far as the interview goes, it definitely makes for a better interview if the interviewer knows who they're talking to and what they've been up to.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And if you have the passion, like I had an interview yesterday, and then within the first 10 seconds, the guy was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe you asked that question. I've been doing press all day long and nobody's asked that question. That's the most pertinent question of the day. And it's just from knowing it. It's just from knowing it. Instead of having a piece of paper in front of you and a script that you don't even know what you're reading, if you know it, then it's not work at all and you can be passionate. Listener loves it. Artist loves it. The radio host loves it. And it's a win-win for everybody. And I know everybody's going to love your tour. And they need to definitely check it out. You know, if you are here in South Florida, where I am. They'll be at the Culture Room on the 24th in Fort Lauderdale, September 24th. And then there's, go check out, if you're not down this way, check out, they got 20 dates across the United States. So I'm sure there's somewhere that's within range of where you are that you could go check out the Dead Daisies in September and October.
It sounds like a plan to me. I'll be there for sure. And
I hope
can't
so.
Can't wait to, you know, I'll see you in South Florida.
Yeah, I hope I do for sure. So
I'm gonna be bugging you, Pipe Man. You're coming.
Yeah, you bug me for sure.
You need to hang out with us, and we'll get it. We'll play some jokes on Don Jameson.
There you go. That'll be fun. I love it. Thanks for making us some great music. Thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you very much, bro. And you take it easy. All the best to your listeners, and see you guys soon. Stay safe, and enjoy the rest of the summer. Hey guys, this is Doug Aldrich with the Dead Daisies, and you're listening to Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.